yeah, that sounds good. Perfect music for covering Arizona. Windows down in your Sanderson Ford. If you're contemplating or considering a new vehicle purchase or a great used vehicle purchase, I couldn't encourage you more to get over to Sanderson Ford in Glendale. 51st Avenue, just south of Glendale, right at Maryland. It's 64 acres. It's the number one award-winning Ford dealership in America. It's been family-owned and operated since the day it opened over 60 years ago. I think they're celebrating 65 years this year. You'll be treated like the family you will become. They don't sell you cars. They adopt you. And you become a lifelong customer, multi-generational. My parents bought at Sanderson Ford. I buy at Sanderson Ford. My children buy at Sanderson Ford. My nieces and my nephews buy at Sanderson Ford. And for good reason. You call them, it's no hassle. You tell them what you want. They bring the vehicle out, all shined up, cleaned for you. It's so simple. You have bought cars other places, and you know the miserable experience that can be. Give yourself, do yourself a huge favor, and get over to Sanderson Ford. I saw my first Bronco Sport out on the road just this past week. First one.
What color?
It was red.
Wow. And, I haven't seen that.
And it was Sanderson Ford plated. Somebody picked their vehicle up at Sanderson Ford, the sporty little new Bronco that's out now. You are car shopping. You owe it yourself the favor of shopping at Sanderson Ford, either at the dealership or on the website, sandersonford.com.
Are on the house hour here at 9 o'clock talking about things on your home and things that we learned from the KBiz show on sustainability. And there was an interesting perspective that I heard in one of the expos years and years ago when this started to become a much more focus of the industry. And there's a guy that made the observation, you know, the most sustainable home is the one you're living in right now. Kind of ties back to what you were saying about, you know, what is the cost to bring those materials to your home? It's like, well, if it's already there and it's already built, it's already done. You know, removing material, if it's not recyclable, just goes to the landfill. And bringing in the new material, you know, you've got a, you're using a new resources, a lot of transportation costs.
A lot to think about.
And so when it comes to the point where you have lived past the life of the material, your home needs improvements, or you're building your home, there's the first cost versus the life cycle cost. And that's where I constantly come back to, you know, various types of masonry products. You know, your first cost is more than a wood frame building. Your life cycle cost, you know, is quadruple at least what you're going to get on a wood frame. And why I don't get, you know, why builders, you know, they try and market and sell sustainable and green ratings and all this stuff, but are still building out of wood. I'm like, there's so many things you could do that you wouldn't have to do if you just built masonry to get the same certifications. It's just mind-blowing that it's not used. The masonry is not used more. I haven't been able to figure that one out.
Well, I will tell you this. You're going to see a resurgence in it. I don't prophesy very much. But with the price of lumber, I can tell you, you are going to see a resurgence in masonry construction. And you know what the problem with that is? We've lost all our masons. I've used the same mason for 40 years. I've almost got to go out there and hold him up while he's laying the block.
You know, I got to thinking about it. The Flintstones were right all along.
Yes.
Think about that.
Can you lay block if you need a walker?
I guess.
We're going to find out.
Maybe not past your waist. Maybe only the second and third course.
So you're saying
the first cost of it, masonry is catching is...
Oh.
Is going to be the close it, to the first cost of wood.
I have to tell you, I have not done a detailed breakdown. But when lumber goes up 300% in a year, you're going to see a resurgence in masonry, I'll tell you. And when in Jennifer and I's recent road trip that we took to Boise and Portland and Tahoe, we saw a train headed this way out of Oregon. The train was over a mile long, and every single car was open storage, two bunks high of nothing but lumber. I almost pulled off the side of the road and started crying. It was absolutely unbelievable the amount of board footage traveling down that railroad track. It was mind-boggling. And that was just one train.
And at the point of a teardown, what do you do with that lumber? You know, what's it going to last? 40, 50 years and you're tearing it down?
Yeah.
You could tear down a 200-year-old masonry building, recrush the the stone, and use it as aggregate for the base of the next one. You can repurpose that. There's not a lot of repurposed use for treated lumber.
Well,
so I don't get it.
The masonry makes such a great exterior wall product. And, you know, we always talk about sustainable. We talk about energy efficient. We talk about quality of life. We want you to weigh in on all those aspects. And masonry wins virtually on every single one of those issues. It's going to be longer lasting. It's going to be much less prone to fire or termite damage. It's going to be much less subject to needing to constantly be caulked and painted. I mean, if you play your cards right, you go with a masonry that's finished surface on the outside, finished surface on the inside, foam filled in the middle like the Integra block system. Now you've got to stop and consider, okay, how good a window do I put in these units? How good a door do I put in this wall system? How much attic insulation or ventilation do I or don't I need? And you end up with a Pella fiberglass window, masonry walls, metal roofs, and from the minute you move in that house, every weekend you've got for the rest of your life can be spent fishing.
Now you're talking.
And not fixing.
Now you're
talking.
That's right.
Hiking and not laboring over some structure that needs to constantly be caulked, patched, repaired, painted. So that's my sermon on exterior wall systems. Just should be masonry. And that envelope, you need to weigh it heavily as to what you want out of your life living inside that home. It's quiet. It's clean. It's efficient. It's safe. And it will break a termite's tooth.
And there's a lot of different types of masonry finishes. You know, you've got your old red brick that a lot of the old,
Arcadia?
Yeah, but I was trying to think of the developer's name. Long.
John F. Long?
Yeah, a lot of the red brick, you've got the slump that I still think, you know, that was very popular in the 70s and 80s, but that I still think that ranch style look is as better looking than the tile roof subdivisions that from California that have made their way over here. You were talked about an exterior finish, the split exterior, a split face block.
Yeah.
Color-coded, and you can do, you don't have to do all one. You know, I've seen stuff where they've done, you know, the first couple feet, the skirt of the home, the split, and then they've gone to a smooth finish. I've seen them where they've actually designed patterns into it where, you know, there's multiple levels and layers. So there's a lot of architectural things you can do. It's not just, you know, your 8816 CMU. The diamond polish interior, you know, there are so many things you can do. And done right, like Dad was saying, if it's colored and you can, the color pigment is added into the block.
Forever.
It's your exterior finish and your interior finish. So you're not furring out the inside of the walls. You're not having to add drywall. You know, it takes a little bit of additional planning because your electricals run on the inside before it's foam filled. Your interior walls that, you know, and where your plumbing comes in, you know, it takes the proper thought process and layout. But I also, in my perfect home that one day would love to build, not done finishing and designing, I'd like to feature an accent rammed earth.
Sure, absolutely.
I had asked that once at a concrete world. Why isn't rammed earth more when we're talking sustainability? And the guy said, "Well, if you're trying to stay under a certain certification, and there's so many different,
yes, there are.
You know, it's hard to remember them all and dedicate them to memory. But most soil types on the property you're building in." Aren't conducive for rammed earth, so the amount of supplemental material
that you got to import,
you have to bring in, you know, is what skews that rating. Or if it is the right soil, if you're not putting a basement in, the amount of destruction of soil you have to do from around the rest of the property to make enough to build your walls, you know, like I said, you'll almost have to do it with a basement and use that dirt to repurpose as your rammed earth walls, and so it. But it, I still think it's such a great look.
Well, it is, and in the right area, I mean, there's a home Mr. Allen built in the early 30s, right down by Encanto Park, that has a basement. And when they dug the basement, they built the adobe block that ended up building the house. And it's a big house. It's a 2-story home, right there next to Encanto. It's a gorgeous home, and it was built in the 20s, and baby, she's still standing today untouched. They haven't had to do hardly anything to that house in 100 years.
That can make a good load bearing wall too, correct?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, sure. It's a structural system. And for the design, you had mentioned earlier hallways being a waste of space, and as I'm working through this perfect home, I keep coming back to a circular floor plan. Your kitchen, living room in the middle, and then your bedrooms and other dens and every, you know, all your other rooms are on the outskirts. So there is no hallway. And from the center point of the kitchen, which is usually the center point of your home anyway.
That's right.
Are the most used. It's right in the middle. So it's the same walking distance from every room of the home back to the kitchen living room. You know, it's just how to make that look like you're not not living in an egg. You know, the accents on the exterior have to be
you got to work on that.
Very, very well designed.
Oh, so that's our theory of exterior wall systems are for a sustainable home. When we get back, I want to talk just a little bit about window particulars.